Well, the summer doldrums seem to be over or ending. School starting back across the country. Traffic is heavier coming out of the neighborhood every morning when I go to get my coffee. Everyone seems to be getting back into their normal routine, which means the news is starting to pick up again. July was one of the best months that we have ever had here on the channel. To be honest with you, I don't know how we did it. July is typically one of the slowest months of the year when it comes to news. I usually have my topics for the week lined up by Monday or Tuesday. Last month, it was literally day to day every day. Sometimes it would take me an hour or two just to find something relevant to talk about. It's not the case anymore. This morning, I'm going to combine a couple of topics into one video. We're going to start out with one of our favorite huge embarrassing failures, also known as America's favorite virgin. Children will skip this birthing person's house on Halloween. Women run in the opposite direction when they hear his voice. He is the man that's so hated, so radical, that he was kicked out of the mainstream media. When you think about it, that is quite an accomplishment. You have got to be really fucked up for them to stop inviting you to Fauci Fridays. Just in case you don't know, Fauci Fridays, this is a special event on the weekly woke calendar. Lonely men, they are invited to Fauci's apartment to receive their weekly dose of Fauci fucking. You know, since the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth shot didn't work. He's the man whose face causes women to grab their mace. The one, the only, Keith Olbermann. Ooh, Keithy. Activity in the Olbermann dungeon has reached record highs this week. Not because he has been entertaining company. No. Even the rats in New Woke City are repelled by Keith Olbermann. Couple of weeks ago, I told you guys that Keithy was launching his new podcast, Countdown to the Butt Bongo. Now, this launch comes off a string of huge embarrassing failures for the Virgin. Fired from MSNBC, fired from Current TV, fired from ESPN, flopped on YouTube, relentlessly begging to be allowed back inside Woke United Methodist, only to be given a complimentary cucumber and told to go back home. When we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, I told you guys that I was going to monitor this clusterfuck. At the time, I was thinking that it wasn't going to take too long for Keith Olbermann to have a viral moment. Wouldn't take too long for him to accuse Donald Trump of being a Satanist or diddling the Pepperidge Farm guy. I mean, Keith Olbermann has his shtick, and for many years, it seemed to work. He was a woke media darling. He was willing to say outlandish things that other shitfucks were thinking, but at the time, they were too afraid to say it. But the woke media can be fickle. Leaders at Woke Avenue Baptist, they can be harsh. Once they are done with you, they are done with you. There's no turning back. They're like women when you think about it. When a woman really loves a man, the dude can do no wrong. If she starts to become unhappy in the relationship, there will be signs. She will start to drop hints. Or some women, they'll just come out and say it, hoping their man will listen and adjust his behavior. Now, most men, myself included in the past, we're completely oblivious a lot of the time when this happens. We think it's just typical female nagging. When the inevitable breakup happens, we're stunned, we're shocked. We don't know where it came from. We realize too late that she had been warning us about it for months. The same thing happened to Keith Olbermann and his relationship with the woke media. For years, they dropped hints that they weren't happy with the relationship dynamic. I mentioned just a second ago all the times that he had been fired from numerous media outlets. Keith Olbermann never listened. He never adjusted his behavior. Over the last 10 days, I have been monitoring the media reaction to his podcast. So far, he's dropped 10 episodes. Now, guess how many media articles have been written about it? Zero. I found this rather confusing because according to Keith Olbermann, he has one of the most popular podcasts in America. I have never been so humbled. When you have been rejected by women thousands of times, you lose the ability to be embarrassed. But I cannot contain my humility and excitement. They love me. They really love me. My podcast ranks number 2, right behind 2 Boys, 1 Cucumber. There's just one small problem here. One small problem. And credit to Bobby Burek over at OutKick, who did all the research on these numbers. Saved me about 30 minutes from having to do it myself. But it appears the woke hug celebration was a bit premature. Much like Jemele Hill, Keith Olbermann is unable to find willing receivers of his woke hugs. So, he's got to practice the art of self-pleasure. But that's okay. That's okay. Because he doesn't mind trumpeting his perceived success to anyone who will listen. Like I said, the celebration was premature. You see, during the first 2 weeks of a newly formed podcast, especially when it features someone who used to be a mainstream media star, their show automatically gets pushed to the top of the charts. Doesn't matter if they have 200 listeners or 200,000 listeners. The algorithm heavily promotes the show, trying to entice people to listen. I mean, it kind of makes sense. Platforms like Apple or Spotify, they want people using their platform for as long as possible. So when someone launches a brand new show, they want to promote it to as many people as possible. After 2 or 3 weeks, the true ranking of your show is revealed. Where does Keithy rank? After claiming to have the second most popular podcast in the world, Countdown to Butt Bongo fell all the way down to 156. This was the largest decline amongst podcasts ranked in the top 200. Now keep in mind, his brother in woke, Chris Cuomo, he launched his new shit show right before Keithy. But somehow, Cuomo remains in the top 50 while Keithy can't crack the top 150. Now, I can't explain why. Chris Cuomo's just as boring as Keith Olbermann. Perhaps it's all the shirtless selfies Chris Cuomo gives to his viewers. I know one of his most popular segments is Selfie Sunday. This is where Chris Cuomo takes a selfie laying on the woke beach and his lonely male followers spank their cucumbers. I hear the segment is really, really popular with the men in the WNBA. Now, speaking of the WNBA, have any of you heard of Michelle Vopel? KC, who the fuck is that? Yeah, that's what I figured. I've been watching ESPN since I was in diapers. I'd never heard of her either. And with good reason. Since 1996, Michelle Vopel has worked at ESPN covering the WNBA. Well, no fucking wonder no one knows who she is. Over the last 26 years, Michelle Vopel has entertained hundreds of readers with exciting updates from the dump. She was responsible for breaking the story that Sue Bird was getting married to a prepubescent boy. She reported live from the Los Angeles dump just a couple weeks ago when Liz Cambage walked out of the porta potty and announced that she was quitting woke welfare to pursue a career as a male model. 2 decades ago, Michelle Vopel, she wrote a feature article for ESPN.com about the first WNBA player with a beard. You see, this woman is a legend amongst the dump divers. She's the Stephen A. Smith of woke welfare, the John Madden to JV basketball broadcasting. Michelle Vopel, she values this comparison to legendary men in sports media because she wants to become one. Oh, yeah. She announced yesterday on Twitter she was going to a place that Leah Thomas had never gone before. The doctor's office. Michelle Vopel booked herself an appointment at Woke Memorial Hospital. After months of research, she concluded that Anthony Fauci was the perfect birthing person to assist her with her transition. Over the next few weeks, the Vopel family, they're going to lose a grandmother, but they're going to gain a grandfather. For 2 years, Michelle Vopel has received the good word being preached by Father Jalen Rose at Woke United Methodist. She's finally made the commitment. She's finally made the decision to be born again. She will be baptized in the woke holy water. She will go down a woman and come back up a man. Yes, I am here today to announce the exciting news that Michelle Vopel will now be known as Michael Vopel or Mike Vopel or M.A. Vopel, M.V. Vopel. Take your pick. Feel free to call her whatever the fuck you want. Just make sure you do not misgender her by using improper pronouns. She announced yesterday on Twitter that she no longer wants to go by she/her pronouns. Her pronouns now will be shit fuck. I thought it would be fitting for us to eulogize this former trailblazer in dump diving. This right here. This is the last known picture taken of the real Michelle Vopel. Now, these tears coming down my face, these are not tears of sadness. These are tears of joy. Oh, I get so excited when parishioners have received the good word. I am overjoyed when a birthing person realizes that God made a mistake. You were never meant to be a woman. For decades, you have been living in the wrong body. You have been using the wrong restroom. You have been inserting the cucumber in the wrong hole. I baptize you today in the name of Tran Dan, Bikini Bob, and Gay Gayerson. I guess there are two positives to this story. One, Michelle Vopel's a grown woman, soon to be grown man. If she had the same childhood dreams as Megan Rapinoe of one day becoming a man, I'm glad her dreams are becoming a reality. Good for her or him. And two, the WNBA, they will now have their first transgender resident in the dump. With Liz Cambage leaving to become the next Fabio, there's a vacancy in the dump. Now, I'm sure the transition for Michelle Vopel, I'm sure it'll be easy. She will now have easier access to the woke welfare recipients in the WNBA. As you guys know, normal women, they are not allowed in the locker room. You either have to be a man, want to be a man, or look like a man to gain access. With Michelle Vopel fully transitioning, she will now have access to stories that were only available to the one or two male reporters who were forced to cover this garbage. But anyway, let me know what you guys think. Keith Olbermann launches his podcast, brags about his supposed success, then falls flat on his ass. I got a question. I always say no one does failure like Bomani Jones. He's in a class all his own when it comes to being a huge embarrassing failure. But I think Keith Olbermann may be stealing the crown. It's been, 10, maybe 15 years since Keith Olbermann has succeeded at anything. You let me know. Who is the biggest huge embarrassing failure? Is it Keith Olbermann or Bomani Jones? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.